Driver's seat, sniffing the tears. Thank you. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Tim and Dan and Ian are here with me, and now you get to join us if you want to be a contestant for the Harris Challenge, your favorite topical trivia game, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, our phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, *KTRS. If you've never heard the challenge before, here's how it works. Each contestant will get to choose a category. In that category, there'll be five questions worth 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, and 5 points in that order for a total of 15 possible points, but you only have to get more than half of those points to win. Eight or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize
man! Right, Paul! I don't know what happened to my voice there.
I don't either.
Kind of crackled and everything.
Go ahead, Kev.
What?
Wow. I made Ian walk to the corner of the studio. He won't even look at me now.
Oh, my goodness. I have to put my glasses on. Hold on.
Hope they fall off.
What do I care? I'm out of here in 5 weeks.
One dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
All you have to do is push the off button, clear your throat, and then hit the on button. That's all I'm saying.
For the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes,
in
we
Noville.
Do. Snort
it.
The Skyview Drive-In. Longtime sponsor of the Harris Challenge. They have two screens there. Each screen shows a double feature every night all summer long. On screen one, you can see The Dark Tower and Spider-Man Homecoming. Or on screen two, The Emoji Movie and The War for the Planet of the Apes. The Skyview Drive-In is on the North Belt West in Belleville.
And if you hit the clean sweep,
if you get all 15 points, so all the questions right in your category, you get a bonus prize.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, we're also going to throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women. Having that hot flash,
yeah,
you know.
You know what it's also great for?
What?
Before school starts and your kid still has soccer games, even if it's only going to be 80 degrees outside, you still have to sit there in the sun. And having one of their Breezy Buddy cooling chairs,
yes,
with the fan blowing up the back and onto your neck,
yeah.
Oh, man, you can get one of those, too, at BreezyBuddy.com.
Yes.
All right, so that's what you're playing for today on the Harris Challenge, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. You get a 5-second cheap plug opportunity here to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
Just going to enjoy this nice, beautiful weekend.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you tell me which of the first three categories you would like to have. Category one is our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? And then because today is Dan Strauss's birthday, we are going to have a category called Dan's More Famous Than Dan Strauss. Or you can have category three, the new NFL Hall of Famers. They'll be inducted tomorrow in Canton, Ohio. Which one would you like?
I will take, have I been paying attention lately?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Roger. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After just 10 days, who was removed from his job as White House Communications Director on Monday?
Scooch.
The Mooch. Scaramooch. No more Fandango for him. What's the name of the woman who was found guilty of manslaughter in connection with her boyfriend's suicide after he received multiple text messages from her telling him to kill himself?
Oh, I don't know her name. 17-year-old. I'll pass.
Which state's governor, Jim Justice, announced last night that he's switching from Democrat to Republican?
Pass.
Which Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, who also acted in movies like The Right Stuff and the Netflix series Bloodline, died last week at 73?
That's picked it at my own choosing. Pass.
Who was named this week to become the first rapper to be a Kennedy Center honoree?
Pass.
All right. We're going to run out of time before I can ask you the question again. The woman who urged her boyfriend to commit suicide, and he did, was Michelle Carter. Jim Justice is the governor of West Virginia. Sam Shepard was the actor/playwright. And LL Cool J will be the first rapper to get a Kennedy Center honor later on this year. So, Roger, all you got was the mooch, which, by the way, you should consult a physician about immediately. When you don't get enough points to win, that means I have to punish you. And so today I'm digging into the archives. Ian and I have tried to think back. I don't think I've ever used this as punishment music on the Harris Challenge. It is from a CBS show in 2008 called The Secret Talents of the Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of George Takei.
Oh, my goodness. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
He's close. I'll give him credit. He's close. Not quite there, but he's close. Roger, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much. Here's our second contestant today. Hello, Liz.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
Actually, no, I don't. Everyone go out and get as many homegrown tomatoes as you can. Just like Guy Clark says, there are only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
but money can buy homegrown tomatoes. I've been eating a whole bunch of them lately.
And they're good this year.
Yeah, they are good. Here are your category choices, Liz. You can have Dan's More Famous Than Dan Strauss, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or Vice Presidents Not Named Gore.
Ooh. Let's do the dance.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Liz, let's play the Harris Challenge. Of all the people who have played Ghostbusters, who's the only one that fits this category?
Dan Aykroyd.
Correct. Of all the people who have been longtime anchors of an evening news broadcast, who's the only one that fits this category?
Dan Rather.
Correct. Which member of the Simpsons cast does the voices of Homer, Krusty, Barney Gumble, and Mayor Quimby?
Is his name Dan Hayda?
It's Dan Castellaneta.
Oh, I was thinking of Cheers. Okay, go ahead.
Who won Oscars for acting in Lincoln, My Left Foot, and There Will Be Blood?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Correct. Five-pointer now. In what 2005 movie did Daniel Craig first play James Bond?
Oh, my goodness. I'll say GoldenEye. I'm probably not wrong, but...
It was Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Oh.
Yeah. And by the way,
The bonds get me.
Yeah, you know what? If I could, I'd give you extra points for knowing that Dan Hedaya played Nick Tortelli on Cheers.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a great thing to know in the back of your brain. Unfortunately, it doesn't get you any points. Liz, you got the 1, the 2, and the 4. Oh, 7 points.
No!
If I could give extra credit, I would, but... Well, you know what? Let me check with the judge. Can we give her extra credit for Dan Hedaya?
No.
You didn't even get a, let's think about it. The judges went right to, no.
I tried.
I would. I'd give it to you.
Yeah.
But, I can tell Dan.
That's the East German judge. Don't go by him.
Yeah, right.
Liz, I have to punish you as well. Here's
I understand.
Roll again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Dan, you're in the music business. How important is it to stay on tempo when you're singing a song?
Pretty darn important.
Liz, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Darn James Bond. Thank you very much, Paul. You have a good weekend, too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. You want to plug anything?
I can't think of anything.
All right. Try this one. Happy birthday, Dan.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Dana.
Okay. You
Thanks,
and Obama,
Paul.
Huh?
Dan, okay. As with all the rest of us on the show, that's in lieu of an actual gift.
I know.
Okay.
Dana, which category would you like? The new NFL Hall of Famers, vice presidents not named Gore, or Kurt, yes, Warner, no?
Vice president,
okay.
Not named Gore.
60 seconds on the clock. Dana, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the last vice president to be elected president?
Bush.
Which one?
One.
Yep, Bush, George H.W. Bush. Who was president when a man named Walter was vice president?
Carter?
Correct. Who preceded Al Gore as vice president of the United States? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who was president when John Nance Garner and then Henry A. Wallace served as vice president?
Eisenhower.
FDR. Who was the first Republican to serve as VP? Andrew Johnson, Hannibal Hamlin, or Millard Fillmore? Go ahead, take a guess, Liz. I want you to win.
Johnson.
Hannibal Hamlin was Lincoln's vice president and the first Republican to serve as vice president. And Dan Quayle, the forgotten man, was in there before Al Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Potato with an E.
Yeah. Well, have you heard anything about Dan Quayle in about 20 years?
No.
Neither have I. All right, Dana, you got the one and the two before the wheels fell apart, and that means I have to punish you as well.
Okay.
Oh, Dan, I command the gypsies, we go down the highway. Is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I find love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Okay. I will say this, the backing band had a great steel guitar player.
Yeah.
Really good. Dana, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I do. You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. You want to plug something?
I just want to say happy birthday, Dan.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Two categories left. The new NFL Hall of Famers or Kurt, yes, Warner, no.
Let's go NFL Hall of Famers.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Matt. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which team besides the Rams did Kurt Warner take to the Super Bowl?
The Cardinals.
Correct. Which team was LaDainian Tomlinson with when he set an NFL record with rushing touchdowns in 18 straight games?
The Chargers.
Correct. Which team was Terrell Davis the running back for when he was named MVP of Super Bowl 32?
The Denver Broncos.
That's correct. Name two of the teams Morton Anderson kicked for in his 25 seasons in the NFL.
The Vikings.
That's one. You need two.
The Giants.
That's correct. For which team did defensive end Jason Taylor play 13 of his 15 seasons?
The Miami Dolphins.
That is absolutely correct. He was on the NFL All-Decade team of the 2000s. The other teams that Morton Anderson kicked for, the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Kansas City Chiefs. And Matt, we go from triple punishment with the previous contestants to a clean sweep for you. Nicely done.
Nice. Way to go, Matt.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about all the prizes you will collect now, well, I go to our final contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to plug?
Well, I'd like to plug a Mary Schneider from last Friday's Punishment Music. I took that music home to my 11-year-old daughter, and now she wants to take yodeling lessons.
Last week's music was the William Tell Yodelcher. Is there such a thing as yodeling classes?
I haven't looked yet. I hope not.
If I were you, I would start downloading Slim Whitman songs. Yeah. He had a lot of yodeling there. All right, Todd, the category is Kurt, yes, Warner, no. He, of course, is going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. Interesting thing about Kurt Warner, a lot of us have grown to hate the Rams in the last several years, and certainly after the Warner era, they sucked for a decade. But you still got to look up to this guy for what he accomplished while he was here, right?
Oh, that was our only good memories from that team, the 20-year history.
That's it. So your category is not about him, but other people named Kurt, whose last name is not Warner. 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Kurt sang lead on the album, on the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Kurt Cobain.
Correct. Which Kurt played center field for the Cardinals and was one of the central figures in the players' fight for free agency?
Kurt Flood.
Correct. Which Kurt was one of the stars of Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight?
Pass.
As a starting pitcher, which Kurt led the Phillies to the 93 series?
And Schilling.
Kurt Schilling is right. Who wrote the American classics Slaughterhouse-Five and Cat's Cradle?
Let's pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Which Kurt was one of the stars of Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight?
Douglas?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, I'm at.
You need this for the win now, Todd. Who wrote the American classics Slaughterhouse-Five and Cat's Cradle?
I don't know any Kurt authors.
He also wrote Breakfast of Champions.
I don't know any authors. Give me a hint.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, that's right.
By the way,
I started off good.
Yeah, you did, and you knew Kurt Schilling before he even mentioned his championships with the Diamondbacks and two with the Red Sox, including one here in our town.
Yeah, so give me a bonus point.
If I didn't do it for Liz, I can't do it for you, Todd.
Yes, you can.
You got the one, the two, and the four. Begging didn't work when my daughter was five, and it doesn't work for you today. Seven points makes you a punishee as well.
I love music with my friends. I can't wait to get off the road again.
Things really fell apart at the end, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Todd, I'm sorry you had to be one of our quadruple punishees today, but thank you very much for playing and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around a quarter after five, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on harrisonline.com.